This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A day after giving their assessments of the end of the war in Afghanistan and future terror threats that may emanate from the country, top U.S. military officials returned Wednesday to Capitol Hill to testify before another congressional panel about the conclusion of the two-decade mission. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, and General Kenneth Frank McKenzie, the commander of U.S. Central Command, all appeared before the House Armed Services Committee. An extraordinary meeting of the Group of 20 Major Economies to discuss Afghanistan will take place in mid-October, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi said Wednesday. Italy holds the rotating G20 presidency this year, and Draghi has recently discussed Afghanistan with other world leaders, including Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping, in an effort to organize a special meeting to lay down strategies to confront the crisis. The extraordinary G20 meeting will take place October 12th, a few weeks before the summit of the leaders, scheduled in Rome for October 30th and 31st. Draghi said Qatar, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the United Nations will also participate. Democrats in Congress Wednesday mobilized to defuse one of several crises they faced this week, saying they would vote to head off an imminent government shutdown before funding expires at midnight Thursday. The Senate could vote Wednesday or Thursday to fund the government through early December, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said. If it passes, the House of Representatives could vote quickly and send the measure to U.S. President Joe Biden to sign into law before the start of the new fiscal year Friday. That would avert a partial government shutdown in the middle of a national health crisis. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and Qatar took coordinated action Wednesday, targeting a Hezbollah financial network in the Arabian Peninsula, the U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement. The Treasury said it designated individuals for having provided financial or material support to Hezbollah, the Lebanon-based Shiite Islamist group that Washington has designated as a foreign terrorist organization. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, in talks with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and other officials, emphasized U.S. President Joe Biden's support for a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians, a senior administration official said Wednesday. In the talks, the U.S. and Egyptian delegations also urged a return to constitutional order in Tunisia and discussed support for a civilian-led transition in Sudan, the official said. In addition, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman discussed the kingdom's initiative to end the Yemeni crisis during his talks with Sullivan, Saudi state news agency SPA said Wednesday. Two men from the U.S. state of Ohio received 45-day sentences Wednesday after pleading guilty for their participation in the deadly January 6th U.S. Capitol riot by supporters of former President Donald Trump. They become the first defendants given jail time for nonviolent misdemeanor offenses committed that day. A judge rejected arguments by the two friends that they should be spared from incarceration because they have accepted responsibility for their actions. Each pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct, a misdemeanor carrying a maximum of 6 months behind bars. Both men expressed remorse during sentencing hearings on Wednesday. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a health advisory Wednesday to increase COVID-19 vaccinations among women who are pregnant, recently pregnant, or trying to become pregnant to prevent serious illness and death. The CDC said its data showed only 31% of pregnant people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. The Pan-American Health Organization, or PAHO, said Wednesday it is in advanced talks with vaccine makers to buy additional COVID vaccines for its member states to complement bilateral deals, donations, and doses they are receiving via the COVAX mechanism. Boxing legend Manny Pacquiao is officially hanging up his gloves. The 8-division world champion and Philippine senator announced Wednesday he's retiring from the ring. The 42-year-old thanked the whole world for supporting him in a video posted on his Facebook page. Pacquiao finished his 26-year, 72-fight career with 62 wins, 8 losses, and 2 draws. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.